France will host the climate summit in Paris in December, which is largely expected to result in a global and binding agreement on addressing climate change. During their meeting, the two leaders have called for an enhanced transparency system to build trust and confidence in the Paris Pact. They stressed that developed countries should continue to offer enhanced financial, technological, and capacity building support to developing countries in the post-2020 period. President Xi said that China supports France as the host of the conference and voiced support for France to make the conference a great success.
The upcoming climate summit in Paris marks a significant meeting in global efforts to cope with climate change. The joint statement from China and France delivers the message that the two sides are working to improve the multilateral process on climate change so as to boost the upcoming climate negotiations in Paris and make the conference a great success.
The two presidents have reaffirmed the joint efforts to push forward a legally binding Paris Agreement on the basis of equity and the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities and respective capabilities.
We would like to continue to work with full efforts with all the parties for comprehensive, balanced, and powerful achievements at the conference in Paris, based on principles of common but differentiated responsibility, fairness, and individual capability.
For his part, French President François Hollande said that in the joint declaration, China and France have promised to realize their national strategies of achieving low carbon emission development by the year 2050. He also noted that China and France have shown their sincerity in dealing with the issue.
I hope such agreements can be achieved at the climate change conference in Paris. In fact, China and France have shown our sincerity in the common strategies of development in order to control the rise of the global temperature.
Presidents Xi and Hollande have pledged stronger cooperation in countering climate change in areas such as low-carbon transportation, renewable energy, and carbon capture and storage technologies. The two presidents also witnessed the signing of 17 cooperation documents later on Monday, ranging from trade, finance, energy and environmental protection, and cultural exchanges. Hollande will also meet with other top Chinese leaders before wrapping up his two-day China trip on Tuesday. For CRI, I'm Victor Ning.